Sarah Schmidt is chair of LPAC, the Lesbian Political Action Committee that was formed last year to make a true impact for lesbians in politics. Hi, Sarah.
Hello there.
Tell us about LPAC.
Yeah, well, LPAC is a political action committee. We're a super PAC formed by a small group of really committed activists and donors who are trying to influence our current political and social landscape.
Can you tell us a little bit about who's involved in this?
The planning for LPAC began back in late 2011. A small group of us just started gathering in New York about every other month or so, talking about how we might be able to get more lesbians engaged in the political process. That group started with Irva Shebod. This was her idea. You know, what could we do to get more women involved, more women's voices heard, more women sitting at the table when these discussions were being had? And then the group kind of grew from that. And early on, we were blessed to have the involvement of Emily Giske and Laura Ricketts and Donna Victoria and Peggy Traub. And that group just continued to grow. Karen Dixon joined us shortly thereafter, and Alex Ritchie was involved from the very, very beginning. And early on, we've been working closely with Civitas Public Affairs, and so their really skilled team has been providing us with a lot of guidance and support. And so that group has stayed relatively intact, and we're planning for our third year.
How did you become involved?
You know, I have been very involved from a charitable side, trying to impact particularly the LGBT equality issues. And so I got to know a number of these folks in those circles. My political involvement, you know, really dates back to, you know, the early 2000s, but I really got serious about politics in 2004. Honestly, when George Bush was elected to a second term, and I woke up that morning feeling like I just hadn't done enough. I had a lot of regret about the limited involvement I had in that campaign that year. And so I made a real serious commitment just personally that I was going to get more involved politically. And I did that through the GIL Action Fund, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot about how to invest more significantly, strategically, in races around the country, in campaigns. And I met a lot of people through that effort, and so that's really how I got pulled in, just through relationships that I had developed through my connection to the charitable work I was doing through the GIL Action Fund.
What would you like to accomplish with LPAC?
LPAC is not your typical super PAC. You know, we're not funded by one or two wealthy donors who are making all the decisions about where our investments go. We weren't established just to support one or two specific candidates. And we aren't even really focused just on one issue. LPAC is a values-based PAC. You know, we're trying to raise the profile of lesbian engagement in a wide range of issues that affect us and our families. So our first goal is to try to impact those issues, try to live out our values. The second piece is really focused around building a network. We would like to build an engaged network of lesbians and the people who love them, who are very committed to staying with this effort to fight discriminatory treatment, to support sexual and reproductive freedom and women's access to health care, and to really stay engaged in the conversation about furthering social, racial, and economic justice for all Americans. I mean, those are the three pillars. So it's really about advocating on those pillars, those values, politically through the support of candidates and campaigns, and then it's building a network of women who stay engaged with each other and with the political process for the long haul.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
You know, I grew up in a really, really awesome, supportive family, you know, and when I came out to them in my early 20s, there were very few ruffled feathers. I enjoyed an enormous amount of support from everyone, from my parents and my siblings to my, you know, great uncles and my grandma. And I realized very early on that was a very unique situation. I mean, this was still like the early 90s, and Ellen had just come out on her show. Melissa Etheridge was just on 2020, you know, or just about to be. I realized how my life was really pretty easy, and things were pretty smooth for me compared to a lot of people that I knew and a lot of the stories I was reading. And I really felt like I had to do something from the very beginning. I felt like I had to kind of use that support. You know, if I had all these people that had my back, then I felt very much like I had an obligation to do something more significant with my time and energy and resources to advocate for people who didn't have the same experience. And it really was Kate Kendall who helped me engage more significantly politically and started talking to me about how my political work could really impact my overall goals. And, you know, and she helped me get connected with the GIL Action Fund. I've gotten very involved recently in the Illinois Unites for Marriage Coalition. So our whole push here in Illinois, because I live in Chicago, has been around, you know, around civil unions a few years ago and now marriage. And I've really devoted a lot of my time and resources to that. But I would say LPAC is really the first thing I've done that's required as much time of me on the equality spectrum, and certainly the most visible thing I've done to date.
What was your reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court Prop 8 and DOMA rulings?
I was relieved. I expected that decision. I mean, I wasn't surprised. I was very happy. But, you know, I definitely had a sort of, it's about time, you know, kind of reaction to it. And since the ruling, I guess I've really been feeling more of a sense of gratitude. You know, I feel like I'm so glad that we have the administration in place that we do, that has taken those rulings and just so swiftly applied them to so many things where, you know, they didn't have to move that fast. And under another administration, it probably wouldn't have happened, you know. And so I think the ripple effect of those rulings, I mean, we're seeing it all around the country, right? I mean, why did Chris Christie decide not to fight the recent shift in New Jersey? I mean, you know, the writing's on the wall. So we're seeing the tremendous impact of those rulings for people's lives individually. I mean, gosh, all of a sudden, if you're married in any state, you file your taxes jointly and your estate isn't subject to estate taxes upon your death. I mean, these are just really basic things that we've been looking for and fighting for and needing in our lives to protect ourselves and our families. And so I think I continue to feel just more and more gratitude for those decisions and the incredible amount of work that went into making that happen, you know, years and years and years of effort that predates any of my involvement or even probably predates my own awareness of my need to get involved.
How can people get information about LPAC?
Well, the best place to get information about what we're doing is to go to our website. It's teamlpac.com. Not to be confused with the Lancaster, Pennsylvania Performing Arts Center. TeamLPAC.com. You know, we really rely heavily on social media. So if you like us on Facebook, if you follow us on Twitter, if you sign up, if you give us your email address, you will get very timely, specific emails about what's going on, what races we're watching, what trends we're seeing, what issues we care about, and we try to be very smart about how we, you know, communicate with our base. LPAC is a grassroots effort to support equality and end discrimination. And, you know, we rely heavily on social media to do that, to get the word out to hundreds of people around the country who have engaged and supported us, and so far it seems to be a pretty good tool. You know, they can also reach out to me directly. Just email me at sarah@teamlpac.com. And we have a great board that is excited to respond to people who have inquiries and questions and want to get more involved.
What projects are you working on?
Well, you know, LPAC came off an incredible year in 2012. You know, it was election year, and we won 13 of our 15 races that we got involved in, raised just slightly under $800,000 in just a couple months. 2013 was more of a planning and networking and convening year. You know, we got involved in a few races and tried to get our base engaged in some of those races, but, you know, it's an off year for elections, and probably, thank God, we all got a little bit of a break. But what we focused on in 13 was convening. We held our first summit, brought together over 100 women in Washington, D.C. to meet with our candidates, Tammy Baldwin and Donna Edwards, and Governor Deval Patrick was with us that day, just a whole host of amazing people who are fighting the same fight we're fighting. We're looking in 2014 to continue to build on that momentum. We need to continue to build our base of support, continue to build the network of women who are engaged in these issues with us. Alongside of that, you know, LPAC will be really involved in the 2014 election cycle. So as we get closer to that, we'll be rolling out a very clear strategic plan about, you know, what our goals are for the year. And then as our board endorses different candidates and campaigns, we make that known to our base and begin really actively fundraising to get funds to those candidates so that they can win their elections. Our focus is always going to be twofold. It's going to be the candidates and the campaigns that are working on our issues and our efforts to stay engaged with them and in the conversation about what they're doing to advocate on our behalf, and then really building our network of women and keeping them connected to each other in meaningful ways around things that really matter to them.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I would love it if someone said to me, how can I give you tons of money? I mean, that sounds silly, but a lot of people ask me, how can I get involved? And the reality is that LPAC is a super PAC, and we need funding. We need to fund our ongoing operations. The outreach that I'm talking about, the convening that we're trying to do, trying to get younger women engaged in this effort, it costs money. So we need people who are willing to step up and fund just our basic operation, and trust me, they're basic. And then we need people to think about how LPAC can be a vehicle for their political giving. You know, the reality is, and what we learned in 2012 and what we're confirmed in 2013 is we can do more together than we can do alone. If 100 lesbians all wrote, you know, a $1,000 check to the same candidate, they are each $1,000 donors. But if we write that check together as LPAC, we have an incredibly powerful voice when it comes time to sitting down and having discussions with those candidates who are working on legislation that directly affects our lives. You know, I think about LPAC as a donor collaborative, so to speak. And the more we can collaborate, I believe the more power we'll have, the more effective we'll be, and the more change that we will be able to bring about.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I love to read poetry, and I love Mary Oliver, and I love her quote, you know, tell me what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life. You know, I mean, for me, that's inspiration. Life is short. What are we going to do with it? How are we going to spend our days? For me, I really think a lot about my kids when I'm making decisions about how I'm going to spend my time away from them. And it's all about, is what I'm doing going to build a world that I want them to inhabit as adults? And, you know, the other thing I try to do is every night before I go to bed, I think about three things I'm grateful for. Even on the crappiest of days, I can always come up with three things. And, you know, I feel like acting out of that place of gratitude keeps me focused. And, you know, to do this work, to stay engaged in this fight for the long haul, I think it takes a lot of focus and patience, which I don't really have a lot of. So those are things that kind of help me stay on the path, headed in the true north direction that I know I want to head in.